I hate it. I hate all of it. But I couldn't pay my rent in August. And, I mean, it's my own fault that I blew all my money in Vegas, but none of the guys in our lives know, hell no. All the friends that I know that do it, pretty much. This girl that I work with knows that there's a guy that lives in Alabama that I told her I used to date him that sends me money, because when I got that $1,800 from him for the car, I was like, I need someone to talk to about it. And she's like, so she knows that. And I was like, and yeah, sometimes he just gives me money. And she was like, are you kidding me? But she doesn't know that I like met him for that reason. My mom would not even give a shit. I think that's the reason that she's very, for lack of a better word, I guess, she was like a whore. Well, I was younger and growing up, we all have different dads. She had two of us while she was married to her first husband, but neither of us are his. And we both have different dads, like I said. I mean, I know that when she got together with my stepdad, who she's still married to now, it's my younger brother's dad, that one of the reasons was because he was able to take care of her and the two kids that she already had. I don't think that she would really care at all. I think she might pretend that she would care, so that the family would think she cared, but I don't think she would really care. It's my stepdad since I was, like, two. I would never, ever even know. I would lie to him about it. Even if he had proof, I would still lie. He would not approve at all. He's very square, though. He's never even smoked weed. It's very different from my mom. No, I think the weirdest one was flying to North Carolina to meet that guy that one time. And he's married, that's why. He was on a business trip. I don't know, it was a really weird 2 days. I got really drunk when I got back home. I actually missed my flight back because I got drunk at the airport. And I was delayed like 5 hours in the airport. He'd been giving me money for like so long. And he asked, Ted told me he was going on the trip. And he asked me like if I would meet him. And it was like a month and a half in advance. So I couldn't really say no. Building up to it, I was like, I'm just going to take the extra money and start ignoring him. Because it was like an extra $800 for the plane ticket or whatever. And I talked to one of my friends about it. And she's like, but do you really not want to get the money every month? And I was like, well, I mean, yes, I do. So I went. But it was, I don't know. It was really weird. It was scary. Like, I had only met him once. I had talked to him, like, on a monthly basis, but I had really only met him once.